Hello, everybody. This is Great North Adventures, podcast number one. Today's date is Saturday, July 13th, 2019. The purpose of this podcast is to keep my friends and family and acquaintances and people that I meet along the road up to date of our travels. And currently, myself, Rob, and my good friend Braden are trying to motorcycle our way from Banff, Alberta, down to the tip of South America. And we've been on the road about a week already. The podcast, I'll try to do it weekly. Sometimes it'll be a bit longer. Sometimes it'll be a bit earlier. We'll try to keep it around the same time. Again, as I said, it's only been 1 week, but it's been interesting as it is. And so let's get to it. The highlights of the trip so far was obviously leaving. That was very exciting. I've been traveling with Grace, my girlfriend, forever. And so to kind of split up and go with someone else and do something different is obviously a change of pace. And it has been very fun, but also very challenging, getting accustomed to new people's routines and new people's the way they do things can always be challenging. But Braden and I are pretty good friends, so we're making the best of it. We're doing great. The road to the sun in Glacier National Park was another highlight. I've been all over the place, and that's probably one of the best drives that I've ever done. One lane each way, winding itself along cliff tops, through the mountains, big valleys, waterfalls, rivers, everything you can name. It's amazing. Made it to Yellowstone yesterday. Saw Old Faithful, another classic. Did West Yellowstone down to South Yellowstone, where I've never been before. Again, amazing drive, cruising through trees, bison, deer, fox, lots of critters. The low light of the week, we've had rain almost every day. So that's, at least it hasn't been full days of rain, which is great. But every day about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, the clouds start moving in and we get a good afternoon shower. So that's kind of making it hard to enjoy camp life, get a swim, wash your stuff, all the things that you kind of need to do when you're motorcycling with little gear on you as possible. The scariest moment of the week, on day two of our trip, Braden was riding with new tires on his bike, and I guess, I'm not sure, they were on sale, and I guess they were on sale for good reason. I don't think that they were properly machined. So he wasn't getting the proper grip on the dirt roads that we were on. And he hit a patch of mud, got a speed wobble, and went over on his left-hand side at about 50K. Braden's fine. Got a little scrape on his shoulder, but the clutch levers bent. His panniers are hanging on there by a thread. Broken tail light. The headlight is malfunctioning. And lots of little issues day two there, so we didn't get it too far, obviously, going 1 week from Banff to Yellowstone, but we've had some, you know, we've overcome some obstacles, and we fixed some problems along the way, so, you know, we're keeping our heads up and we're keeping moving forward. The critters of the week, so we've seen tons of animals, southern Alberta, Montana, Wyoming, just filled with animals. The list of some of them that we've seen a badger, moose, flying squirrel, lots of white-tailed deer, elk, bear, bison, grouse. We saw snakes in the Flathead River in Montana there. They were diving underwater. It was very interesting. Saw baby coyotes, and a nice little fox yesterday was coming to hang out with us. So, seen most of these critters before, except for a badger and a flying squirrel. I might have seen one when I was a kid, but I don't quite remember. But the badger was definitely cool. Ran along the road. Got a good sight of him. He went up kind of a bank on our right to the right of us at like 30-degree slope. So we got a good view of him and got to watch him for about a minute moving around and doing his thing. So it looked like a baby little wolverine with a different color. And the weasel family is just one of the coolest critter families out there. Fishing this week, only went out fishing a couple of times. Flathead River in Montana and Grassy Lake in Wyoming. The Flathead got a couple little cutties, didn't have too much access, just had about 100 meters to work on one of the shorelines. Yeah, small cuts, about 10 inches. Got him on a little golden prince nymph that I tied myself before we left. And just high stick nymphing, tight line nymphing, whatever you want to call it. Let the lure float down in the current and just wait till you see the line move or you feel it bite. Set the hook and you're done. When we went to Grassy Lake, saw a few risers, but again, we're on a little secluded bay here and not too much deep water, so it was too, couldn't really cast out to where the fish were, so got shut out here, but it was a beautiful night, glassy water, temperature was fine, was out wet wading, so you can't complain about any of that. The bike maintenance of the week, we've on any motorcycle trip, obviously you're going to be maintaining your machine a lot more than you would a car. You've got little, your chain always needs maintenance, your brakes need maintenance, everything always needs maintenance all the time, it would appear. And so we've done classics like chain lube and tension. Braden had a flat tire. I put a new air filter in. I got finally new rear brakes. I've been looking for brake pads since the Arctic Circle. I was able to find some just outside Bozeman, Montana, so that was at least one set, the rear set, so that's good. Did an oil change on my bike. Braden's still currently working on his electrical charging port. He blew his 5-amp fuse, USB fuse. Or sorry, not the fuse, but the actual outlet where you plug your USB connector in. And so he's got his 12-volt cigarette lighter working, and so we're working off that for right now for him. Braden's fuel line, his fuel filter broke, so we had to go replace that, and that's a different size, so then we've had to get new tubing, and we've been messing around with that a little bit. Braden had a worn spot in his electrical wiring, his main electrical harness, which was a big pain, so we had to backtrack from the three main positive terminals and backtrack all the wires up through the main harness to find the worn spot, isolate, there was I think three wires that were worn through, isolate them, retape them, and then tape back up the harness and reinstall it. So that was definitely a job that took us about 3 days to figure out and get figured out. We did a lot of, we blew about 15 fuses going through, figuring out what's going on, turning on the bike, turning it off, and so that was definitely fun, you could say, in the least amount of words. Yeah, we fixed his luggage racks, we got finally his mirrors, and we got his Braden's main headlight working, so he's back on the road after the crash and everything's working good, so that's awesome. And we did some minor things like on my bike, like tape down switches, change the battery for my wireless remote for my headset, and just things like that. Cleaned my previous air filter before I got a new one. And yeah, so lots of work, lots of action. We're usually up about 8 and down about 10. So busy days, long days, but still enjoying and still on the road. So my final thought of the week, after the first night, we were raining, cold, almost snowing. I think it started to hail. We had a fire, but our tarp collected a whole bunch of drinking water for us, and we found out that vodka tarp waters are actually pretty good. So that's my final thought of the week, and just gonna thank everybody for listening. I love you lots, and we'll talk to everybody soon. We'll hear from you, or we'll talk to you next week and keep you updated. Thanks again for listening. Take care now. Bye-bye.